Welcome, everybody. Episode 521 of RP Grinders. I'm trying not to yell because of Breakman's headache. So usually I do this, spectacular intro.
I turn the volume way down so you can go ahead and yell.
Okay. Well, then cool.
Cack-a-doodle-doo.
Cack-a-doodle-doo.
Ah, shit.
I think we're the only ones in chat right now.
My head hurts, man. Just...
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Thinking is harder than normal. Like, I think I burned something.
Yeah, probably some brain cells. That's probably what you burned.
Yeah, I know. I definitely hurt
Wonder
myself.
Boy in your life, don't you?
Wonder Boy. Yeah. All right, let's do this.
RPG News.
All right, we don't have a lot of news, but Eric, take us away on the news.
From RPG site, we've got the Monster Hunter World and Assassin's Creed collaboration.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, just because it's fun sometimes to do crossovers, I guess, you know?
But
there have been many times in the past.
I don't think Assassin's Creed weapons translate well to Monster Hunter, though.
Yeah.
There have been many times in the past where it's like, well, why are they doing that? Why are these two companies working together? And it's turned out like...
I could see the look of the design of the Assassin's Hood and stuff, but, like, the weapons, not so much.
Yeah, the weapons seem okay, like, from what I'm looking at the trailer. I don't know how they act within the game. Is it like, a limited-time thing, Eric, or...?
Yeah, these events usually are one-time deals.
Yeah.
It says, the event goes from now until January 10th for the Xbox One, PS4... And the PSC version of the event will come at a later date.
Yeah, I have Monster Hunter World, but I have not...
And this is, you can get Senna's Feather, which lets you get Bayek's later armor, and Specialized Tool Assassin's Hood, and, that, it says maybe more than that, but that's all it really says.
Well, I mean, is this an event that, like, anybody can jump into, or do you have to be kind of a seasoned veteran to,
No, he just... do stuff.
Okay.
I think it's like a gift package that you get, like, once you check your HUD or whatever.
Ooh, I better throw in that game and check it then, because All right, that's cool. All right, Breakman, are you okay to do the news, dude, or you want me to?
Sure, I guess I can read. All right. Coming to us live from Sokonera. Japan makes game save editors console modding illegal.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is insane.
That's big.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't understand the game detail part, but I do understand the modding thing.
Yeah.
In a recent change to Japan's Unfair Competition Prevention Act, usually when something says something like that, it's in some way screwing the public.
Yes,
game save and console modding services are now declared illegal, and offenders are liable to be fined at most 5 million yen or imprisoned for 5 years.
Yeah, this
But like, what if the game save editor was just for single player games?
Yeah, exactly.
Why should anybody give a shit then?
Yeah.
And prison for 5 years?
This is nuts. This is crazy.
Okay, well, let's continue. These include items sold separately from the console, such as action replays and save editors, which were sold by several makers in Japan and have now been forcibly discontinued. Here are the three major offending actions and offenders will be punished for in detail. Distribution of game save data editors and programs. 2, distribution, selling, auctioning, serial codes, and product keys without the software maker's permission.
Okay, I can see that.
I can see that one, yeah. That makes sense.
But the game save editors, that's overkill.
Yeah, I agree.
And number 3, services
that
offer...
It should only be banned for multiplayer games.
Yeah.
Services that offer the editing, hacking of save data, and or modifying hacking game consoles. Bullshit.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
Bullshit.
Is there anybody in Japan that's actually fighting this?
Yeah, no.
We don't need to continue anymore now. I mean, 5 years in prison for modding your console.
Yeah, this is...
I guess you can't use game trainers on your PC games then.
Yeah. Here's the thing that makes this completely dangerous. Like, I can understand if they said, you know, modding a console and selling it. You know what I mean? Like, if you sold a modded console, I could see why that would be kind of a crime. And I also agree with you, Eric. The only thing that you should worry about is multiplayer game saves. You know, you should not ever worry
Yeah,
about.
because like especially if you're getting into esports territory,
Yeah, like
because
that
that's like using drugs.
yeah, that's, you know, that's something completely different than a single player experience. If somebody wants to cheat their way all the way to beating the game by touching one button, then
And this
so
is
be it.
especially bad for the Switch, which doesn't have any actual save data backup other
Yeah.
than saving on another card and hoping you can still access the data later.
Yeah, this is terrible.
And Nintendo's own cloud service, which you have to pay into.
I wonder if anybody in Japan is fighting this. I don't know what their
No, there have to. There are always people fighting. It's just you wonder if the voices against this are louder than the voices for it, but the people in power are doing it anyway. You know, kind of what happens here.
Yeah, pretty much. I was gonna say exactly like how
It,
things happen in the United
it,
States.
all, like I don't know, Japan's very weird at this moment. It's like all this, along with the gaming bar bans,
That was a weird.
and then Sony censorship.
What
But
was
well, that's a
people's.
private company decision. Still, it's like it ties into this
What
somehow.
was people's problems with the gaming bar thing? I don't understand. That's just promotion for your game. It's sort of like, yeah, I'm not a big proponent of piracy, right? But all the piracy really ever does is like boost your game sales. Like it never, like there are very rare instances of pirating that really affect movies or video games. I
Well,
just never understood that.
there's some things about piracy I completely understand, like companies being upset about, like people who pirate their games calling the tech support and stuff to
Yeah,
complain.
that's
Like
ridiculous.
that's like, what the fuck is wrong, dude? You stole the game and you're
That's
gonna
like putting
call
your
them?
dick in public.
No, I
Like
understand
so
that.
that kind of stuff happens, so I understand like them like wanting to shut down
I
completely
wouldn't
on it,
think
but.
that that stuff like happens so often that it's like,
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's like they're getting like 20 calls a day over the same thing.
I'm hoping that the wording in these laws are so broad that they will be criticized and shot down, because like because that's kind of what happened with the child pornography in manga. Like it's like it's not real child porn, but I mean it's gross and stuff, but it deserves to exist. So for the people who actually want that stuff, I mean there aren't many, but there is a market for it.
Yeah, I see. I'm
And
not.
it's
I
better
don't.
they read that material than act on it in real
Yeah,
life.
I agree.
Oh, come on, that's a weak argument.
No, actually, there is merit to that argument, but
Yeah, I don't know. Like.
the argument should be censorship. Like, a drawing is a drawing. Like, it's not a real person. Like, if I create a character, Breakman, I mean that's a character I create. You know, it's
Well, I'm just
not.
saying, like the wording of those laws were so broad that like something the most innocuous thing would still be considered illegal.
It's sort of like these people, these televangelical people that look at movies and they say all the violent acts in certain movies. Like one of them was like, I don't know if you remember that terrible Robin Hood movie with Costner, Kevin Costner. Like they would consider like someone handing over a coin to another person like an act of violence. And I'm like, dude, I mean, come on. I mean, your definitions of violence are too broad. You know what I mean? Like they're just. I mean, I understood the crusade against violence, but you know, I am so anti-censorship. This should be looked at as a censorship type thing. You know, I mean, maybe the censorship people in Japan can take a look at this and maybe get some. I don't know how their government works. I think it's more of it's not.
You shouldn't tweak your games to fit the quote unquote predominant culture of a specific country. People need to like just learn that some other cultures do things differently and it should be resented as such.
I agree.
And if you don't like it, don't play it.
Yeah, that I totally agree with. We've said it several times in the show. Like, you know, Break, you and I both agree. Like, it does get a little weird when you're looking at characters that are look over sexualized for their age. But, you know,
It'd be better if
hold on,
games
Eric.
just gave you those options to tweak those settings.
Well, or how about this? Like what you said, Eric. Like, we don't have, like, Break and I don't play those games. You know what I mean? Like, if it gets too bad for us, we know we can play something else. I have 100 games on my console, you know, so I can play something else if it offends me. You know, so I'm not, it's like when Manhunt came out, like, you know, people were up in arms, oh, this is very visceral, and I did have a chance to play Manhunt on the PS2, and I did feel weird. It was one of the few games where you're actively, you know, trying to be basically a serial killer, and, you know, it was brutal, and I didn't like playing it, so I stopped playing it. I mean,
I don't like playing the Mortal Kombat games because I think they've gotten too gross.
Yeah, I can understand the appeal of Manhunter, break, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to play it. Like, if it makes mm-hmm. you feel uncomfortable, I mean, the easy thing to do, it's like the argument for censorship on TV. I don't understand why TV is censored. If you don't like something, turn the channel. There's 50 other fucking things on at the same time. So it's like, you don't, if that's your mindset, go to Disney Channel, go to Nickelodeon, go to something that doesn't offend you. You know,
like, and maybe come to grips as to why these things offend you in the first place. Yeah, and maybe exactly. You'll finally realize that they're not big deals.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And maybe this won't be a big deal either, guys. This comes to us from Silicon Era. Dragalia Lost gets manga on Psycomics platform. Cygames and Nintendo's smartphone title Dragalia Lost is getting a manga drawn by Ayumi Fujimura on Cygames' Psycomics platform. Currently, only the first chapter is available, spanning 55 pages. That's a nifty little, you know, manga. Next chapter will be released on February 7th, meaning that the manga is likely to be coming out on a monthly basis. You can find it here. There's a link there. Yeah, so there you go. It focuses on one of the princes of Alberian royalty who can borrow the power of dragons by performing pacts with them. Now, Alberia faces the second coming of the demon dragon, Morsayati, and the prince sets out with his sister, Zethia, in order to form pacts of his own. So there you go. That's the story on Dragalia Lost. Anything else on that, guys, before we move on?
Mm.
All right, Eric, you're up.
All right. So Image Epoch, or the EX Image Epoch, or Image Pooch, as we like to call it.
Yeah. Let's go with that, because what the fuck?
Yeah. The former Image Pooch president to announce new Image Pooch-produced IP title. Around. Well, that means, like, the development team from, like, the core development team from that company when it was still Image Epoch. But IP title around February 2019, so it's an announcement for a future announcement. Okay.
Yeah.
But the name of his new company is called Mikage LLC.
Okay.
He apparently went missing. So I don't know what the deal with that is, and it doesn't explain it here. Yeah. And because apparently they didn't learn either. But it says around February 9th, the new title will be announced, although the date may be a bit off as presentation method and promotion are still being prepared. Because I guess they're deciding whether or not they should get a venue or do a direct style presentation.
Yeah, yeah. Not much else is there. I saw this story earlier. There's unless you want to mention anything else, Eric.
It says that some of their titles have been Luminous R, Seven Dragon, Toshin Toshi, Last Ranker, Fate Extra, Black Rock Shooter the Game, and Toki
Last
Tolo.
Wanker? I want to know more about Last Wanker.
Mm.
I'm just kidding, man. It was something different. It sounded like...
Also, there's a game that made called Tale of the Last Promise and Soul Trigger, which we never saw in the U.S., as well as Stella Glow.
Yeah. There's a few people in chat. It looks like Commander Root's in there again.
I think as far as Seventh Dragon goes, they only developed Seventh Dragon Code VFD.
Yeah.
Seventh Dragon 3, that is.
Yeah. Wyland's in there. Looks like Dungeon's in there and Slow Cool. So thank you guys for joining a small chat room. I think it's going to be a shorter show today. We only got one more story. Is that it, Eric? Anything else?
There's a bunch of other superfluous information we don't need to, like, really talk about, so that's it.
All right, Break, you feel okay to do the next story? You want me to take over.
Would you please do it? I'll do it.
No, it's all good, man. This comes to us from Siliconera. Monasteri's designer-led studio Brownies to return to making console games. As part of 4Gamer's year-end interview with game developers, they recently caught up with game studio Brownies president Shinichi Kamioka, who was also the character designer for the Mana series and the producer of Mother 3. So that's kind of a good background there. He remarked that the studio will be shifting focus back to console titles rather than mobile games. It's kind of rare to see that, to see people go back to consoles instead of mobile, because mobile is where the money's at, man. Holy shit. I was looking at the sales number that I think a couple weeks ago we mentioned Kim Kardashian. The majority of her money is made by that dumb mobile game that she has, the paparazzi. I don't even know what it is, but she made a shit ton of money from that game. A lot of people are making money from mobile, and hence the Diablo announcement.
Oh yeah, there was an article I completely forgot to add to this, but I guess I could read the press release.
Let me finish this story first, Eric. As a reminder, Brownies was founded by Kamioka back in 2013 when he split off from his original studio, Brownie Brown, which was structured into 1UP Studio under Nintendo. After working on Fantasy Life Link for the Nintendo 3DS, Brownies has been working on mobile titles such as Seventh Rebirth, and Eglia, Legend of the Red Cap, the latter of which received a story continuation this year in the form of Eglia, the Final Egg. And then there's a teaser, a little bit of information about that. Weiland says, got to play a demo build of that fan-made Mortal Kombat HD remake that leaked. Shame it got the axe. Took him a couple of years to get it. I wonder how that is. I agree, Break. I didn't even know it was a thing.
It's Mortal Kombat. It sucks.
Yeah. No, I like Mortal Kombat, all right. But, all right, Eric, your story?
I quite enjoy Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I do too.
I
enjoyed the original.
Specifically, yeah. The original Mortal Kombat sucks compared to the other games.
Compared to the, like, you know, the second one and such, yeah, but it was still, like, still a fun game. I still like playing it sometimes. I still enjoy the original.
My thing is, I don't have the actual article from any website, but I do have, because I forgot to add it, but I do have the press release here, but NIS America has made an announcement regarding the release date of RPG Maker MV, and it's going to be delayed till sometime later in 2019 because there are ongoing issues with development, so it may not even hit 2019.
Yeah. All right, I'm back.
Depending
on
how severe these issues are.
I had a couple of audio gremlins happen to me just now. I don't know what the hell happened. Hopefully everybody in chat can hear us. Let me make sure they can. Yeah, it looks like
They're not even setting a date.
Okay. All right, so there you go. There is the news for the week. There's some homie discounts. Holiday sale week 4 is going on over at PSN. Too many games to announce on Xbox. I got a rundown here. Battlefield 5 for $30, which is half price, is not bad. That game just came out a month or two ago, so that's really not bad. For Honor is $10, so if you're looking to pick up that. Watch Dogs 2 for $15. Rayman Legends for $5. That's not bad at all. If you're looking at Nintendo, there was one I wanted to mention. Octopath Traveler is now $41.99, so that's down from the $60 price tag, which is, you know, it's worth $60. So if you don't have it, which I don't, but I don't have the money to get it right now, which I wished I did, $41.99.
Civilization.
Yeah.
I see it on the Switch list.
Yeah, I'm looking at. Yeah,
sorry, I got distracted.
No, it's all good. Civilization 6 for $45. That's not a bad price. Wizard of Legend, $12.79, looks like. Mega Man Legacy Collection. These guys are big Mega Man fans. Is it worth $11.24 on the Switch? The first Mega Man Legacy Collection? Guys?
Just the original, yeah. That's okay. A good price.
All right. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for $2.99. That's not bad. That's a decent game, I guess. Looking through here, there's quite a few, and you know, you can go to Nintendo.com. They got a whole thing. Cold Sept Revolt for $20.99. That's not bad. And nothing else that would interest anybody that's listening to this show, I think. All right, and then on the, let's see, did I get everything? I got the PlayStation, I got Xbox, and I got, unless you guys have any other homie discounts.
Ooh, I saw a Jack Party Box on that list. Nice.
Oh, how much is that?
I highly recommend those. I didn't see the price. Mm-hmm. It's under 30% off for the Switch.
Okay, there you go. All right, Twitter questions and comments. I know Freak5 sent something in earlier.
Oh, yeah, he did. He sent us a Would You Rather, and it is... I think it's a rather easy one for me, anyway. But it's not... it's not overly horrible... kinda.
It's pretty horrible, man. Either one doesn't sound.
Yeah, good. I know. Like, so let me go ahead and get to it. And Freak5K said, "I am working tonight, so I won't be in chat. So, would you rather slam your hand in the car door? Done that, or get your dick stuck in your zipper? See, I've like zipped up too fast, and you know, accidentally, like, you know, kind of zipped it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah." Yeah,
I mean we've all done that, but who's ever got their dick stuck in the zipper?
Not stuck, but pinched for sure. Like all of us,
right?
Have,
but he's
you know?
He's saying stuck in it, and that just sounds horrifying.
Yeah, hand by far.
I mean, hand the car door all day long. Like just keep doing that. No dick stuck in zipper ever.
Yeah, this would be a something about Mary situation. I think he's thinking, man, yeah, fuck that, man.
No everlasting way. Dick stopper.
Yeah, no, that's not. I'm no way. Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, just keep slamming my hand in the car door. I'll cry and cry all day long, but just not the dick and stuff.
Yeah, no, please don't. Yeah, let's not do that and say we did, you know, or say we didn't. You know, I don't know.
No, we're not doing it. We're not going to say we did. We're not going to associate ourselves with it.
Yeah, no, let's just not. Let's just not have that.
Oh, yeah,
option,
I forgot to put my reviews in for this week. Yeah. Oh, let me fix that.
Let's see. Dungeon says, I forget which movie it was, but there was a scene where an asshole character has that happen to him with the zipper. I think you're thinking of something about Mary.
No, I don't think that's – what happened to something about Mary is he kind of got his balls stuck in it, but he got him like over his dick, and it was really weird, but he got that stuck in there. Something about Mary is like one of the greatest movies ever made. What – oh, man. What Wildin's talking about in chat is just, like, fucked up. That Mortal Kombat that you mentioned before.
Yeah.
Apparently the team took a build to Ed Boon and Warner Brothers, who greenlit it, and then a week later told them no. And then they have a final build. They had another, which means they took the idea and probably had another team do it. The final build was kind of like a remix version, which sounds a lot like the rumored version that another team is making.
Yeah.
So totally stole their idea.
Yeah. A bunch of assholes.
After a couple of years of working on it, like that is.
Yeah, Warner Brothers being Warner Brothers. Speaking of Warner Brothers, they're coming out with the Hitman collection, and they're charging. It's like a remaster. They're charging $59.99 for it. So nobody buy it, please, because if you do, then
don't support Warner Brothers. Don't buy their stuff.
Well, unless it comes.
Not if they're going to do stuff. Not if they're going to be stealing people's. Hard work.
Yeah, fuck that. Bunch of shit. Okay, so let's move on to... Anything else on Twitter, though, before we move on?
Oh, no, I didn't see anything else. I mean, that...
I forgot to mention about the Fantastic Beasts 2, but, like, it's an entertaining enough movie, but, like, its story kind of falls off a cliff at the end.
I think you did mention that. You did a review on it, I think, Eric. Anyway, so what...
There's actually another one I just saw from Glitterina.
Oh.
She said, she quotes, "Some things aren't worth holding on to. I just heard on RP Grinders. I want to add, neither are some pathetic, hateful people." Mm. I think she's talking about Eric.
Why?
No, I don't think she's talking about
Well, it had to be one of you two. I just randomly
I'm pretty sure it was Frank, because Frank's always complaining about the Glitty's nephew's hair.
No, we'll get an update on that here real soon. So, yeah, no. I don't know what she's referring to. Maybe Glitty can, you know.
Oh, so you finally did it. You shaved his head in the night, huh?
No, you know what? That's not a
bad idea. You didn't do it. The Tooth Fairy did it.
Break, that is not a bad idea at all, man. I think that's my way of winning this hair challenge, which I'll be talking about later.
Frank is winning. Oh, boy.
Yeah, scumbag Warner Brothers, Dungeon says. Hair Rage, he says. Oh, don't. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. All right. So what have you been playing, Breakman?
The Hair, instead of Hellraiser, it's Hair Razor.
Exactly. Mass Effect?
I've been playing the same things. I just haven't had much time to play any of it. So,
well, yeah. You've been
it's
working.
Just, it's been really busy for me. Christmas parties and holidays, shit like that.
Yeah.
And today, obviously, I haven't been feeling well. I haven't done much as far as actively thinking. So I've just stared at television.
Yeah.
Hello, television.
Yeah.
On television.
All right.
Shit, television.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn on. I don't want to get up.
Go take a shit for me, television. That would be cool. You know.
Give me water.
Yeah. Eric. Beer. Yeah, give me a beer. That'd be cool. Shit, I should have had a beer tonight. I kind of felt like drinking a beer, but I got fucking Diet Pepsi. All right. Eric, what have you been playing?
I'm playing Dark Souls 3. I finished that, so I'll have a review of that later. Oh, yeah, I forgot to add that, too. But other than that, I decided to start up Dark Souls 2 again, so I could get back to where I was before I lost my data. And other than that, I played a little bit of Rise of the Tomb Raider for the PS4 because my PC can't handle the PC version.
So you finally got it then, Eric? I know you had been asking.
Yeah, and I noticed, I don't know if it's like, maybe the game's just programmed poorly because there were some slowdowns during cutscenes that I experienced also on the computer.
Wow, weird.
Relatively around the same time frame.
Huh. Interesting.
So it's like, is this video just poorly encoded or something?
Yeah. And
I'm pretty sure it's a video if it's having issues on both counts.
Dungeon in chat is proving like what a gaming loser he is. He said he got his Santa coat and pants in the Division special event, but he missed the hat.
The hat's like, you know, nothing screams Santa Claus more than that hat.
Yeah, you missed out,
or
Dungeon.
Beard.
The worst gamer ever.
The other thing I've been playing is Psychedelica of Ashen Hawk. Plugging away at that a little bit more.
Yeah. You've been working on that game for a while, Eric, which is unusual for
me. Yeah, I've only been playing it during my break times at work, which is why it's taken so long. But I think since I'm almost all soulsed out, I can finally just get into other things.
Yeah, yeah. He was lucky he had a ton of keys subbed up. He has a panda face mask instead. And the special forces beret, so it kind of works. Wow, Dungeon.
I'm sorry, imagine that.
All right, I've been playing MPQ, and I also beat God of War. So I'm done. I'm not done with
you
the
beat
game.
Dad of War?
Dad of War, or as I like to call it, God of Wuss.
Or Boy of War.
Yeah.
God of Boy.
Yeah, God Dad of Boy. I like to call it God of Wuss, because, like, they've toned down. Like, some of it's pretty visceral, but it's nothing like the previous games, which is maybe a good thing. You know,
well,
it's a different
point,
yeah, it's a different direction and stuff like that, but man, I kind of like those other God of War games, man. Especially 3. I don't know. 3 just sticks out as kind of to me really good.
For me.
Yeah, I like 3 a lot. I like the remastered one on 4.
The only God of War I played was on the PSP.
Oh man, they're good stuff, man.
And I've seen them. They look good. It's just the only chance I've ever had to play one was on the PSP.
Yeah, that's a shame, man. I'm hoping that this
year. It was a fun game. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm hoping this year is the year that you finally get a PS4, man. I'm really hoping, man, because there's Bloodborne comes to mind. Got this new God of War. All the other God of Wars.
Dungeon Busters Dead of War is really good. I just like to say, Dead of War, I did not make up. I either read or heard that somewhere.
I like it. I'm going to go ahead and go right into my review of it. I can't give it a 10 out of 10. There are lots of things that stand out for me in this game. Technically, it's a great game. Visually, it's almost perfect. It's some of the best graphics I've ever seen on any console, period, and that includes the One X. And trust me, there's some visually impressive games on the X for sure. That team knows what they're doing. Santa Monica Studios.
Yeah, like I kind of want to like pl- play and buy the Forza games just because of how good they look.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And I'm not a big racing guy. But I like God of War quite a bit. But like I said, I felt myself, and I may be in the minority on this. I'm usually in the minority when it comes to the way I think about games and in general. I like the visceralness of the previous series, and I'm hoping that the next God of War kind of takes a step back in that direction, but keeps a lot of what this game did. Atreus would be a fine character. If they wanted to kill off Kratos, I'd be okay with that, because I think Atreus is the next kind of progression in this game, like the son Atreus. He's really useful in combat, man. If you upgrade his bow, he becomes a beast, and I found a lot of times I could just sit back and let him do, you know, the majority of the work, which is always a good thing. It does get semi-repetitive, although there is tons of exploring to do. Like, I finished the game with about a third of the trophies, and none of the trophies seem to be super hard to get, although there are some things.
The Valkyrie trophies.
Oh, the Valkyries are fucking hard. I haven't beat any Valkyrie yet, the Valkyries are really hard. Like, I don't know what I'm doing with that. I wish they were easier
to level up in the game.
Yeah, there's no real good way of leveling up. Like, if you want to put a glyph on your axe or something, you always have to take away from something else.
I think the update they have planned will fix that, some of that, but it's probably only going to do so much.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I liked the game quite a bit. Some repetitiveness, but awesome visuals, awesome gameplay.
God of War. It's supposed to be...
supposed to be what?
It's supposed to be repetitive.
Yeah, no, I understand. But there could be, like... For instance, like, there's not a... Like, if you look at the enemies list in this thing, there's not a lot of variety when it comes to enemies. Uh-huh. And their placement is pretty much the same any area, you know? So you know what you're getting into when you're fighting all these things. So, I mean, it's rinse and repeat, you know? I mean, that's pretty much what I can say about it. But other than that, it's a fine game. I give it a 9 out of 10. Is it Game of the Year worthy? I know I gave it Game of the Year... I might have to revisit that because some of the things I was thinking about this game. I got some other real quick reviews that I'm going to do. I did get a chance to see... Is somebody scraping their...
Sorry, microphone? I'm just whipping my wired okay. Headset. That's all.
I got three quick movie reviews. I did get a chance to see Aquaman, Bumblebee, and Wreck-It Ralph 2. Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph is a great movie. Go out and see it. I'm giving that a 9 out of 10.
I don't know. I heard a lot of comparisons to the Emoji Movie.
I like it better. Visually impressive. There were some complaints I had about the movie. Like, the ending was kind of weak, in my opinion. Like, I could have... I mean, they should have made it like... you know, a tie into video games like DLC. Like, Wreck-It Ralph could have been DLC in the main... I think they called it Soul Crushing Game or whatever the fuck they called that game. But I don't know. I think I would have written it a little differently. But it was a good movie. Really good movie. I liked it quite a bit. Bumblebee was the surprise of the day. This was the first Transformers movie I saw since like 2. Because I'm not impressed with any... Transformers movies at all, but I did like this one. You guys are going to be super surprised. I'm also giving Bumblebee a 9 out of 10. I thought it was a great movie. They showed part of the battle on Cybertron, which was awesome. Bumblebee was great. The only problem I had, there were a couple of cheesy one-liners, and the beginning was kind of explosion heavy, so that kind of gave me like flashbacks to Bayformers, but other than that, it was a fantastic movie. A lot of good emotional writing, which was super surprising. I was surprised, beyond surprised. So 9 out of 10 for Bumblebee. Aquaman, or as I like to call it, Underwater Tron.
Ooh.
I'll take Underwater Tron.
Yeah.
Ooh, I did not like Tron.
I like Tron okay, but...
Tron's an okay...
Yeah, like, I know, like, a lot of people love Tron and all, but I just...
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't want to, like, poo on this because everybody's loving Aquaman.
Tron, like, it's
it better killed
than
Bumblebee. Like, I don't know if we're going to see sequels to Bumblebee after he just got murdered by Aquaman.
Let me tell you, we will definitely see sequels to Bumblebee. It's making...
Break is wrong. Like I said, a lot of people love Tron. I get it. You guys enjoy your Tron. I'm not.
I think people love Tron more than it deserves that amount of.
No, it's
the only thing I liked about Tron was the light bikes. I thought that
I
was
like
really
Tron
cool.
Quite a bit. There's even a reference to Tron in Wreck-It Ralph 2, which is really cool.
Right? not Underwater Tron for a break. Think Underwater Lord of the Rings battle.
The reason I say Underwater Tron is because some of the plot elements reminded me, I mean, none of the, you know, computer stuff, obviously, but just kind of the way that it was going, like, probably Tron Legacy is probably the best comparison, the original Tron, not so much, but there was a semi kind of love story, I guess, going on. I mean, I didn't see the chemistry with Mira and Aquaman like some people did, but whatever, she looked hot. I mean, that's all anybody really cares about anyways. The reason I say Tron is because visually it was like, I don't know, it reminded me of Tron so much with the visuals.
All the glowiness?
Yeah, it was super glowy like Tron, and I was like, man, this is, they're taking a cue from Tron here for sure. Jason Momoa cast as Aquaman is probably a bad choice. When they announced this and they showed him in...
I liked him better when he was in Atlantis.
Yeah.
like Stargate Atlantis, that is fine.
Yeah, he's a fine actor. I don't have any problems with Jason Momoa. He's good in Game of Thrones and some other stuff he's done. But I don't know. As Aquaman, I absolutely do not like him
Can
as Aquaman.
Can I just
Aquaman.
Pretend that his character in Atlantis is actually just Aquaman?
Yeah. But I'm not a big fan of him as Aquaman. I mean, I like the character Aquaman.
Yeah,
I was
Johnny is booing you.
Yeah, I know. Weiland's booing me, but I'm not a big fan of him as Aquaman. They could have picked somebody along the lines like, you know, like Chris Hemsworth's brother comes to mind. Like, he would have been a good Aquaman, I think. Like, somebody that was actually blonde. I do have to say, the suit is fantastic. The writing in this movie is the weakest of the three movies that I saw that day.
I will say, like, I'm not seeing anything, just seeing the suit.
I heard there's some
B-movie-like
lines being spewed in the movie.
Oh, the writing was fairly atrocious. I will say that the direction was really, really good.
I wanted to see it this week, but when I went to the theater, I heard that there had a power outage. The 4 o'clock showing had been canceled.
Ooh, that sucks.
I'm nice.
Yeah, but
so no. I'm gonna see it on Monday.
Ooh, so you found that out at the theater?
Yeah. It was a decent movie.
That's why I try to buy my tickets online. But still, it sounds like even if you bought it online, you would have got there and they'd been like, "Well, power's out."
I didn't
wait for my ticket. Well, suck it up.
Yeah, you have to wait for 7 or you get to see a 3D one. I'm not paying for the 3D price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This movie probably would have been really good in 3D though. I didn't see it in 3D either, but I don't know. I liked Patrick Wilson okay, although I thought he was another miscast as Ocean Master or the guy that wanted to be Ocean Master, but I don't know, it's a pretty standard story, you know. I don't know. Weiland says I'll take Momoa over any whitefish actor to any day. To be honest,
I guess we could be thankful that Aquaman's not Justice League.
He's talking like the standard like you know, one thing that I heard that I'm kind of intrigued by, and this is going to shock people. Wolverine is obviously going to have to be recast at some point because Hugh Jackman can't do that role forever. What do you guys think of, and I'm thinking just visually, the way that he looked in the comics is not what, you know, Hugh Jackman doesn't fit the build because he's too tall. Like, to me, when I think of Wolverine, I think of this short, little, buff, you know, kind of dude. But they're thinking of making Zac Efron as Wolverine, and I was thinking, You know what? That's an out-of-the-box choice, but I could see it. I could see him as
Oh
Wolverine.
no, he fits more of like a Cyclops profile to me.
He's too small. He's too short for Cyclops. Cyclops is a little taller. Like I think he would be perfect as Wolverine.
I just meant body type wise. Like he's not like stocky, you
Oh,
know?
he's super built. Like I don't know. I just
Yeah,
I
he
can
is
see it.
built.
I can see it.
But most Hollywood actors are built. I mean, it's just I guess for most any roles today, they need to be
You
built.
guys, okay, I'm gonna ask Wyland and I'm gonna ask Dungeon in chat. You guys don't think that Liam Hemsworth would have been a great Aquaman? Like, I'm not a big fan of his, but I like as far as like looks go, like I don't know if you can get much better. I mean,
I haven't seen Liam Hemsworth in like since Lost though, so who
Yeah,
knows?
it's been a while since he's done stuff, but whatever. I don't know. It's just some food for thought. Any reviews that you have, Break, before I move on to Eric?
While it's an eh.
He's like, eh.
So what's your overall opinion of Aquaman
I
then?
liked it. I'm gonna give it a 7 out of 10. So I mean, it's well above average. I mean, it's worth seeing at the theater. It's a spectacle movie more than anything. The director is the guy that directed the Conjuring movies, and I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, the direction was not the problem in that movie. What I thought the problem was definitely the. My audio's kind of going crazy, guys, so sorry. I don't know. I just, the writing wasn't exactly the best, I don't know. But there you go. That's it. Oh, I see what's going on here. We lost, Wi-Fi here, so give me a second. So there you go. Do you have any reviews, Break, before we move on here to with Eric's? You there, guys? Looks like we lost the guys because
Oh.
of Wi-Fi.
Darn
Darn it.
it. For people that don't know, if you insult Jason Momoa, he
Yeah.
shows up out of nowhere. And he fixes the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, he cut the line and yeah, stop insulting him.
Don't you
And
ever.
according to Wyland, when he leaves, he says, "Get Hemsworth to fix it, bitch."
I got cut off there. I don't know what the fuck happened there, guys, but we're back. So yeah, Aquaman 7 out of 10. Definitely a spectacle movie. Go see it. If you have the money, see it at the theater. It's one of those spectacle movies. But writing was kind of weak, but the direction was good. Acting was serviceable, even though I think Momoa is miscast as Aquaman. Fuck you, Wyland.
What, you're
Anyways.
gonna get this cut again?
Huh? Oh, I know.
Hello?
I oof.
Yeah,
Oh,
guys?
okay. Yeah.
Oh,
He says,
shit.
"Nothing I could do. Bug Skype mechanics. I did everything correctly." Snort, Darkside Frank. How dare you, Wyland? How dare you compare me to DSP? All right, Eric, you have a few reviews. Let's do them real quickly so we can get into some other stuff here.
Right, Mission Impossible Fallout. Sixth Mission Impossible film with Tom Cruise. And the most I could say about this movie without spoiling it is hi Alec Baldwin, bye Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
It's like, aw, he's gone already.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
well. Also, Superman fights Tom Cruise in the
Yes, that's true. That is true.
Henry Cavill as a character named Walker.
Yeah. Momoa will stargate you into a black hole dungeon. How dare you?
It was. I felt it was a much better movie than Rogue Nation was,
Yeah.
and it's actually a little bit less ridiculous. Still ridiculous, but less ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think that might just be proof that Tom Cruise is getting a little too old to do stunts.
That movie proved beyond a shadow of a doubt he's not, man. That movie is great. I
Well,
like
they
Mission
were less
Impossible.
serious Is that the one where he broke his leg and they had to shut down production for a while?
Yeah, I think it
Yeah.
is. Yeah, I think so.
Because the plane thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they kind of do that in this movie, only it's not a plane.
Yeah. All right, so what are you giving Mission Impossible 6, Eric?
I'm giving it 9.
Yeah, I like this movie. I mentioned it in my movies of the
Also,
year.
Simon Pegg actually does something.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best action movies I've ever seen. It was really good. I did a review of it, I think, last week or the week before, and I liked it quite a bit. Have you seen it yet, Break? Breakman, are you there? Did we lose Breakman again? Jesus Christ.
No, no, I'm here. Sorry, headache. What were we talking about?
I was asking if you saw Mission Impossible 6 Fallout.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't see it. Sorry, I kind of
Yeah.
My head started, thumping and kind of lost.
It's the voices, man. It's the voices. I know. All right, so now on to the Predator, Eric.
Oh, God. This is probably the one of the worst movies I've seen.
The only reason it does not get my worst movie of
2018 is because I, one, didn't see it in 2018. Two, I actually felt disgust for this movie, unlike Fireworks, where I felt almost nothing.
Yeah. That's
why it's the worst movie, in my opinion.
I didn't like it either, Eric, but I did like the Hunter Predator, the big Predator, that one. That Predator was cool, although the CG was kind of wonky, and I kind of wish they would have gotten...
I don't comprehend everything that happened in this movie.
Yeah.
It felt like there were two scripts, and they were fighting whether or not they wanted to make it a Goonies movie or a kids movie or something, but still have it be like the Monster Squad violence.
Yeah, I think there was something to that, Eric, because it just seemed like a jumbled mess to me.
And the callbacks were exceptionally lame. It's like, really, you did that?
Mm.
They shouldn't even bother doing references. The movie should have just concentrated on being its own thing.
Yeah. Slagar's in chat. What's up, Slagar? Welcome back.
Its own thing was also awful.
And then Wyland brought up something, too. There was some alternate endings to the movie. And I don't know if that would have added anything. If anything, that would have made it even worse.
I just know what's up with the movie's score. It was like it was trying to do the original movie's type of score, but the movie's feeling, the setting didn't really match the movie.
Yeah, I agree. The original score was fantastic, and they muddled the score. I totally agree with you on that for sure. It was terrible.
The tone did not match the tone of the music.
Yeah. Wyland says the alternate endings made zero sense. One of the alternate endings was Ripley showing up at the end of it, and then the other was Newt, which the Newt ending would have made...
I'm sorry, wait, hold on. You can't just walk over and not let us process that one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yes. Yes.
One of these alternative endings.
The Newt ending would have been interesting to me because maybe there would have been some type of wormhole thing or.
This movie is Ghost Rider bad.
It's not quite Ghost Rider bad, but it is bad.
No,
it's
Ghost Rider bad.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I have not seen Spirit of Vengeance.
Sequel bad. Like, we know we're a bad movie. Let's go with it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the thing I think about Predator is why do they always have to try to include Alien in it? You know, like, make a good Predator movie. Like, it shouldn't be that hard. The Predator is a fucking icon, you know? So make a good movie.
Let me list off some of the things that really annoyed me about those movies. Like, yeah, they acknowledge the fact that the Predator is actually a hunter, and they're like, why is he called the Predator then? But then they don't know how evolution fucking works.
Yeah. Dungeon said they tried working in the original Predator soundtrack, but I felt it was insulted by being in this film. I totally agree. Like, it did not work. And that original soundtrack is great. You know what else has a good soundtrack is Wreck-It Ralph 2. Unbelievably, it had some great music in it. I was super impressed with it. But anyways, yeah, Disney happened. Fox wanted to make a cinematic universe, but Disney happened.
Is Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance better than Ghost Rider?
Yes, but ever so slightly. It's not a good movie.
It's one of those movies where they at least know they're bad.
Yeah.
So they kind of go with it.
I should probably try to watch it then.
They go completely absurd with that movie.
Is that on Netflix? Is Spirit of Vengeance on Netflix?
Yeah. I can't believe they let us make a sequel. So yeah. let's just go with it.
Thanks for answering my question.
Please understand. We're not saying this is an entertaining movie at all.
Yeah, no.
We're not recommending you see
on
it.
Netflix.
Yeah. Slagar says, Predator the Musical.
I'm still not getting an answer.
What's the question, Eric?
On Netflix.
What about movie on Netflix?
Is the movie streaming on Netflix?
No. No.
Okay.
No. Slagar says, Predator the Musical. That would have been a better movie. I think I would have saw that rather than The Predator. Jesus Christ. What a train wreck that movie was. And it's a shame because Shane Black was in the original movie.
I think the real... there's this thing called The Predator Killer in the movie. And I think the real Predator Killer is this movie.
That's actually true, man.
Does this affect the Predator sequel?
Yes. Anyway. There's no... what do you mean? Part 2?
You remember Predators? Predators was okay. Great, but it wasn't terrible.
I like Predators.
I see that too.
It doesn't affect any of it. It's its own little.
No, I mean, like, are they gonna still make a sequel?
Because no fucking way. No way. That bombed
but after
big
this,
time.
Like it's like no, we're done with Predator for a while.
Yep. Disney is not going to be making any more Predator movies. I can guarantee you that. If it happens, it's going to happen. You know, maybe 15, 20 years. Let's see. Weiland says Edward James Olmos was originally in The Predator until they completely cut him out.
What the hell
was
that for?
I know. I was expecting Edward James Olmos in that movie, and I did not see him.
You have a good actor, and you cut him out?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Break, exactly.
All right,
I guess I can see why they cut him out. Like, they don't want a good actor like in the same movie as Arnold.
I guess. Anyway.
When Arnold's the star. Because then, like, that one scene with the good actors, like, oh, wait. I can't watch the rest of the
movie. Eric, so what did you give The Predator? I know you hated it, but what's your score?
I'm giving it 3.5.
3.5 out of 10, I think that's fair. All right, on to your review of Dark Souls 3, Eric.
Dark Souls 3 is, of course, the third game in the Dark Souls series, although... It is the fourth game in the Souls series, if you don't count Bloodborne.
Yeah, you can't. And, different.
But it takes a lot of the elements from Bloodborne since it uses the same exact engine. In fact, like when you go to highlight an enemy and target them, it's the same glowy circle. But it still plays like Dark Souls, but it's a much faster paced version of Dark Souls. It's not quite Bloodborne's fast, but it is faster.
Mm-hmm.
Enemies run a lot faster, and they're a lot more aggressive. And I think it's in some ways it's a better game than Dark Souls 2, but in some ways Dark Souls 2 is still a better game because, like, I like the environments in Dark Souls 2 more, but I hate the fact that there's a severe lack of enemy variety type, especially with bosses.
Yeah.
Most of the bosses were knight type enemies, or humanoid enemies. This game has more monsters for you to fight.
Yeah. Looks like we have a couple new chatters in there. Active Energy is in there. Positivity Bot's in there.
A couple other things that borrows from Dark Souls. Would be like the fact that you can shortcut like items to like the general inventory menu. Like it had like those like special effects that you could just bind items that you didn't want to fit into your item pouch.
Yeah. Stockholm_Sweden's in there. Welcome in and Tate_. Thank you guys for joining. All right. So what are you giving Dark Souls 3, Eric?
I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Wow. That great, huh? Wow, good, man. I'm glad you're having fun with it. Did you beat it?
Like, the one thing I liked the most was, like, unlike Dark Souls 2, where, like, if you die, you lose health. And this, you use a thing called an ember to get enkindled, which actually boosts your HP total instead of, like, restoring it back to normal.
Hmm, that's nice.
You boost your HP about 300. But you still need to be enkindled in order to summon player characters to do co-op and stuff like that. But, if you want to farm members, you have to help other players fight bosses, or you can invade them and kill them instead.
Yeah.
Which I never do.
Yeah, I never do that type of stuff either. I know Breakman's
the
opposite.
Totally never do anything.
And the one thing
like
that sucks about the game compared to Bloodborne is... the one thing that sucked in Bloodborne is that you couldn't change your gender. There was a gender swap option in Dark Souls 2, which was really easy because all you had to do was kill two, like, of the very early, like, troll enemies that were guarding it. And if you already killed the pursuer, you'd have to kill him too. But like after they're clear, you could just go there freely. But in this game, they did something mean and decided to make you get these things called Pale Tongues, and the only way to get them is to invade other players' games while you're in the covenant that wants the tongues.
Jesus.
Which is kind of garbage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wouldn't be a Dark Souls game if it wasn't mean. I mean, these games are mean-spirited by nature, for sure.
And the game seems to be more heavily geared toward melee units because magic is less useful because, like, you can't even just do pyromancy, like, easily as you could in Dark Souls because, like, pyromancy in Dark Souls didn't scale with, like, stats. So, like, it was based entirely on, like, your ember strength.
Mm-hmm.
But in this game, it's still based on that, but you also have to put points into both intelligence and faith to make the best use of it. Mm-hmm. And you still need a lot of FP because spells don't have charges anymore, which is bullshit.
Yeah. Still a great game, though.
Like, FP should have been used exclusively for the two-handed weapon skills.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Eric, before
like,
we move
like
on?
Maybe if they do a Dark Souls 4, they can do a hybridization where spells use spell charges, but, like, weapon skills still use FP.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Eric, before we move
on? Or they'll just, you know, give you FP restoration items, because that's one thing this game didn't have and should have had.
Hmm.
You can use Ash and Acid Flask to restore your MP, but you have to decide to split your Estus between MP and HP refilling, which sucks.
Yeah. All right. So Dark Souls 3 is a good game, seems like. I mean, I think that's something we all knew. You could play those games on the Xbox as well, right, Eric? I mean, Dark Souls 3 is on the they're hard as hell.
If you got a decent enough rig for it, because the game uses Bloodborne's engine, therefore has a higher system requirement.
Yeah. All right, on to High Scapades, real quick.
I can play 2, no problem, but 2 is also like a port of a PS3 game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. On to High Scapades, guys. The Hair Challenge is back on. We're going to have like 3 categories, and I'll be telling you more about that probably next week because I want to get done with this show as soon as possible. I got stuff to do, and break isn't feeling too well. Also, I'm going to keep the other High Scapade I had till next week. As well, it was a pretty funny one, but I'll wait till next week on that. All right, Stinko of the Week, Breakman. Do you have a Stinko other than you having this huge head?
Yeah, I've actually got a High Scapade too, but it ties into my Sweeto.
Oh,
so
well,
I will
go
wait.
For it. No, no. Oh, do you want
to? No, I have to. It's my Sweeto. So
okay,
my Stinko goes to. Yesterday was a really crappy day. For people who are nostalgic for, I guess, the 90s and 80s and such. Because we got word early in the morning that Mean Gene Okerlund died.
Yeah, Mean.
And then a little later in the day, we get news that Super Dave Osborne died.
What? Yep. Wow, what a
day. On the same day, and apparently they were the same age, too.
That's crazy.
Like, what the flipping shit, man?
Mean Gene was old as fuck, though, man. Wasn't he, like, in his late
70s? I think they're both 76.
Yeah.
They're both in their 70s. And just, like, what the hell, man?
Yeah, Mean Gene, of course, WWE fame. He was back with the WWF, the main interviewer. I'm surprised that guy.
WCW and WWE, like, to me, he's always been my favorite announcer.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as, like, those... Like, the sports announcers, like, no, I've never thought anybody was better than Mean Gene.
Yeah, he was a great
interviewer. Even crappy wrestlers, like, he could make them kind of spark.
Yeah, I liked the way that he conducted interviews. Like, he was part of the show, you know, and him doing interviews with Roddy Piper was always fun, and Hulk Hogan and all those old school, WWF wrestlers, you know. It's sad day for sure.
And Bob Einstein, obviously Super Dave Osborne died the same day, which was just like, ah, man. For people who don't know, like he'd always do these just elaborate stunts and always screw them up.
Yeah, Super Dave
and
was
it was
one of
always
a kind.
hilarious.
Yeah, Super
And who
Dave.
was that? Fuji? Was that his second command guy?
Mr. Fuji? Are you telling me
I
like
think that was his name. I think that was his name.
what? Dungeon says Piper's
I'm
Pit.
gonna Google that.
Yeah. And Wyland says he just checked his work schedule. He got a 4-day weekend coming up. Wow, that's awesome, man. Congratulations, Wyland. That it's always good to get 4 days off in a row from wherever you work. So there you go. All right. I don't have a stinkle this weekend. Eric, I think that's an old one, or is it
Oh, no,
like.
it's just Fuji. It wasn't Mr. Fuji. It's just Fuji.
Oh, okay. Eric, are you
Yeah,
there?
that's old. I need to delete it.
Okay.
I don't have a stinko
No,
otherwise.
it's kind of.
Other than, like, find out I might not get my holiday pay.
Yeah, I guess my stinko could be the government shutdown continues to go on when 13, 14 fucking days. I guess it doesn't mean anything to the president or Congress that, yeah, whatever. Fuck it. 14, I mean, fuck it.
Well, I mean, he's made it about his wall.
Yeah.
He really has.
That's.
Like, it's like either you fund my wall or it stays shut.
And the Democrats aren't
And
budging, so.
Because nobody wants his wall. Like, his wall is not popular.
Yeah, the wall is a stupid idea. It's always been a stupid
It's we
idea.
gotta protect our borders and protect our borders and protect our borders. Well, walls don't work.
Here's something, food for thought. There's more people leaving this country across that border than are coming in. So that's just food for thought, just saying. All right, well then let's move on to our Sweetos break, man. You have Sweeto.
Can we just shut down Trump instead?
Yeah, exactly. I wish.
Okay, my Sweeto goes to, well, you and me have talked sports many, many times.
Yeah.
Go ahead and play your favorite clip.
Oh, yeah, let me get that queued up. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'll get it
No, go
queued up.
ahead, play it. Play it. I'll not queued up my ass. You gotta sit there waiting, trying to pretend like you weren't ready.
My soundboard isn't working, man. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a fair excuse, actually.
Yeah.
His favorite clip is me expunging my love for Marvin Lewis. But you know what I
Yes.
love about Marvin Lewis is they finally fucking fired him. Yeah! Woo!
I bet you were super excited, Brake, man. Like, really, really excited.
I couldn't have been more happy. We pretty much all expected him to actually get rehired, to get opt again because ownership is Marvin
reluctant
Lewis, the greatest coach of all time.
See, you said it again, Brake. I don't know why you said it again.
He's fantastic. I love him so much because he's not here anymore.
Oh my
He's
goodness.
gone. And there was a big statement about how it was mutual and such like that. And then the next question is, do you want to coach again? Well, yeah, I want to coach again.
Oh
Oh,
boy.
this is mutual, my butthole. You got kicked the fuck out, motherfucker.
I wouldn't be
They finally
surprised if.
said we got to do something
Yeah, I
different.
wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos hire him, man. But although my Sweeto also ties into that too, but you said that ties into your high escapade.
Oh, my heiscapade goes to, well, you know how Marvin Lewis has been fired. Well, there are apparently some people who are completely insane, and a GoFundMe was immediately started to for a $5,000 goal of erecting a statue for Marvin Lewis. And let me read the plaque they had planned for it.
What?
Thank you, Marvin Lewis, Bengals head coach from 2003 to 2018. 7 playoff appearances. All losses.
Yep.
4 AFC North championships in 16 years. That's a 25% record. 2009 AP NFL Coach of the Year. So he was the Coach of the Year once in 16 years. He has 131 wins, and they neglect to point out he has 129 losses and 3 ties.
Right. I'm sure the comment section is really.
If there's anybody who doesn't deserve a statue, it's Marvin Lewis. So to continue, they went on. Winningest coach in franchise history. He is also the losingest coach in franchise history because he was there for 16 years. 24th all-time winningest coach in NFL history. Well, again, he was here for 16 fucking years. 5 former assistants who became NFL head coaches, and I think most of them, except for Zimmerman, have failed at this point. Coached 21 Bengals to Pro Bowl, and how many playoff wins did you get for that? And then there was the Eifert injury at the Pro Bowl game. He was never the same ever again after that injury at the Pro Bowl. So I don't know if you should be telling that either.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know who in their right minds would think this is a good idea. I said on Twitter, and I'm serious, if they get this funded, which they're not, I think at last check it was up to like $300 or something. I'm ashamed of anybody who's spending money on that. It's probably Marvin's family.
Wait, Dungeon says so.
Probably his wife. Like, I'll chip in. But you don't... I mean, I appreciate what happened in 2003 when Marvin took over. Like, this was a terrible team at the time before he took over. But he was only able to get to mediocre standards. Like, he was able to get the team up to a chance where they could get to the playoffs, but when it came to, like, big games, he fell apart in all the big games.
Yeah.
Terrible clock management, bad use of timeouts, stuff like that, consistent over the 16 years that held him back from ever being great, and the fact that they kept bringing him back even though he kept losing in the same goddamn ways was mind-blowing.
Yeah, Dungeon says something interesting in chat. He said, I don't follow sports, but even I heard about this news, but he's being replaced by a coach the Browns fired for being terrible. Is that true? Is Hugh Jackson taking over?
Okay, I'd heard earlier yesterday that he was the front runner, and I said something about Twitter on that, and then something interesting happened. This one of the local radio guys saw what I said, and he DM'd me and said, that's not true.
Okay, well, that's good, because Hugh Jackson sucks.
So I was actually completely shocked, because I wasn't – because I was actually – I was sending a message to another radio host, because he said something along the lines that it sounded like Hugh Jackson was the front runner.
Yeah.
And this other host immediately – like, well, I shouldn't say immediately, but a little bit later tweeted – direct messaged me about it. And I'm like, wow, dude, you went out of your way to talk to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. We all fear that because Mike Brown likes the guy, that he might make him the coach, even though he won how many games in Cleveland? Three, I think, and tied.
Yeah, three in 2 years, which is ridiculous.
In 3 years. So yeah.
So here's my thing. It could be Vance Joseph, so that's, I guess, slightly better for you. But
I don't want him either.
Oh, God. No, you don't. No, you don't. Unless you want questionable play calling and questionable timeouts. That would be the MO, I would say.
There were other candidates. I'm just like, nope, I don't want any of those. I want somebody who has probably never been a head coach before.
Yeah, I agree.
I want somebody who's new and fresh and can come in and start kind of over with this team.
Yeah.
I don't want to completely start over, because they do have good players. And one of my biggest criticisms of Marvin Lewis is he's had talented teams that have floundered.
Yeah.
Like, he's squandered talent.
Yeah, I guess. Well, to couple with, I mean, my sweet O was going to be kind of.
But like I said, this team was a dumpster fire before he showed up. So if your team's a dumpster fire, you might want to hire him.
Yeah.
Because he can change a dumpster fire. He can turn it into a dumpster sauna.
I guess, man.
You got, it'll still be a dumpster, but it won't be the worst dumpster.
Dungeon
and at points during his coaching, like, they were touting, like, through the NFL, like, this is one of the good teams and such. But then they get to the playoffs and fall apart. So how good were they?
Yeah, not very good, man. Like, he just didn't.
It was
have
all
lip
service.
There are some people that it's like
no. I am not good enough to be an NFL head coach. We need somebody.
Sorry.
What they're doing.
I'm good enough. I'd do it.
Oh, shut up, Frank.
I would turn.
I don't want coach. I don't want Frank to be my coach either.
No, I would. I would do the opposite of what Marvin Lewis did, and I would probably win you some games, man. I'd win. I definitely win a playoff game or two.
See,
that's
the thing.
Sure.
Like, he could make some good decisions, and he can make, like, he can coach for like two or three good quarters.
But it takes four quarters, man.
Yeah, that's four quarter game is the problem.
All right, man.
I've said for a while, I think he'd be a great high school coach.
Yeah. Go back to high school, Marvin Lewis. I mean, it could be worse. You could have Vance Joseph, which is my sweet-o. Also, the Denver Broncos coach got fired. Vance Joseph is no longer the coach, and they've got some interesting candidates for head coach for the Broncos, which I'm looking forward to. So
yeah, there are a lot of interesting head coaches out there, people vying for a head coach position.
And I'm hoping.
But I don't know why, people are interested in what's that guy from New England?
Josh McDaniels. We've had him
Josh
here.
Josh McDaniel. Like, why are they interested in him after what he did last year?
Well, not only that,
I wouldn't even contact him. Like, screw that guy.
Yeah, he screwed the Colts over so bad. But we had him as coach.
Yeah, I'll work for you. Yeah. Oh, I'm in. Absolutely. All right.
Yeah, that's not going to work out. Yeah.
Wait, I agree with you. We've already moved ahead with, we already planned, this is...
I agree with you, Brake. We also had Josh McDaniels as our head coach for a year and a few games. First year was crazy. He went 8-0, right? And everybody was like, oh, shit, we're going to go back to the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. And then the following eight games, we lost. So we ended up 8-8. Out of the playoffs, and quickly the next year he was out of here. So I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody better.
Another thing, I don't understand what the Raiders were doing with John Gruden. What the fuck?
Well, if you want a guy,
let's throw $100 million in 10 years at a guy who hasn't coached in several years.
This is the Raiders' MO, which is why I'm glad they're in our division. They suck, and fuck them, because I hate the Raiders. It's like my least favorite team ever. They used to kick the shit out of the Broncos back in the day, but now it's a different story. Like, we've dominated the past, 15, 20 years. But it's a dumpster fire. I mean, he gets rid of probably a future Hall of Famer in Khalil Mack, which is crazy to me.
That was insane, I think, too. Well, everybody. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy. But anyways,
Jackson, as my mom called him like a week ago. Or not my mom, but Mrs. Bregman's mom called her Hugh Jackman. I'm like, no.
Hugh Jackman.
One is Wolverine and the other sucks.
Yeah. Hugh Jackson, you mean? Yeah, Jackman. There's a big difference there. Yeah, all right. Let's move on. I'm sure people don't want to hear the sports talk. They do want to hear is our free for all.
It's a free for all.
All right, this week's free-for-all. I said we're going to get back to doing some, skeptical-type stuff this year, and that's what we're doing, first show of the year. What we are going to do on this free-for-all, guys, where I'm going to go around the table here, I'm going to ask you guys, what is the stupidest conspiracy theory that you know of? And I'll start with you, Eric.
How about back when Gamergate was a thing, people thought that people like Sarkeesian were going to destroy the video games by making them get all censored, even though they have less power than an actual politician would.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely a stupid one. Do you have one, Brake?
I don't know. Would we say Bigfoot? People are still searching for Bigfoot?
I think that that's a conspiracy. I guess that would be a conspiracy. More conspiracy
or
like Area 51.
Comes out of Ancient Aliens, the TV show on History
dear
Channel.
Lord.
The fuck is a show like that on the History Channel?
I don't know.
I don't think they still have it, but Searching for Bigfoot was on Animal Planet forever. Like, what the fuck is this? you're searching for of something that... I'm sure would have been found by now if it existed.
For sure. So
you're searching for nothing on a planet about animals, and you're basically just following these stupid people walking through the woods going,
yeah.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, what was that?
The stupidest
Bigfoot.
Yeah, exactly.
I found shit over here. It's a pile of shit. It must be Bigfoot shit.
You know what? That actually, if they did find shit from Bigfoot, that would be a definite evidence. But then all it would be
it's always like deer shit or buffalo. It always turns out like, and I'm You know, I shouldn't even, I should say this because I've never actually watched those shows for more than a couple minutes where I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, they're unwatchable, man. It's so stupid, the people that watch that, those shows. But my stupidest conspiracy theory, I went back and forth, but there's a conspiracy theory that Denver International Airport is somehow like the headquarters of the Illuminati, and there's this whole underground thing, which I've been there, and I'm going to tell you guys.
That's what TSA is really about, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. no, but the number one stupidest conspiracy theory that I have ever heard is that, and I don't, is this really a conspiracy theory, but like the flat earth theory, that the earth is flat.
How about the conspiracy theory that that gay is some, like the gay agenda is about reducing birth rate?
Oh dear lord. Or the Alex Jones conspiracy theory that the frogs are gay, and that, you know, I
you know what about, like, I can understand like Mother Nature like making people gay to kind of curve the reproduction of man.
Yeah, but that's not true. Like it's been kind of proven that women can probably reproduce without a man. Like, you know, it's not out of the question. That Jurassic Park shit is not completely out of the question.
It'll be like the sperm mines of Mars.
Yeah, exactly.
They just keep us around the mucus for semen.
Slager said he just watched a Joan Jett interview from today. Oh, wow, is she looking bad, Slager? Because Joan Jett was awesome back in the day.
Isn't she gone?
Is she?
I thought. Is Joan Jett? Maybe she's not if it's from today, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's see. Joan Jett. I don't believe she's dead, man. I think she's still...
Well, I mean, she's not if she was on today, but I thought she was, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
I mean, obviously, she's alive. Obviously, I was wrong, but I just...
Yeah. She's a definite pioneer, man. Oh yeah, that Weiland says chemicals in the water turning the freaking frogs gay. Yeah,
or the fact that there's fluoride in the water, and then it's gonna hurt us all somehow.
Yeah, she looks like she should be though.
Don't forget, actually, I got another great one: the anti-vaxxers.
Oh yeah. Though that's always a super stupid one. Go ahead, explain. Break.
Just a proven, I mean, scientifically proven a lie, and people still follow it, that like vaccinations can cause your kids to become autistic. Yeah. Which, by the way, I would rather have an autistic kid than a kid die of measles.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
If your defense for being against doing something about climate change is the fact that, why is it colder here if there's global warming, or the opposite? Why is it warmer here if it's colder there or whatever? You know, because people don't understand what climate change is, or that global warming is a side effect of climate change.
Back when I was in school, they always called it global warming. When it's you know, it's not just global warming; it's a climate change. It's a climate change.
Yeah. Just for
The world on whole is getting warmer, but the cold places that used to be cold are now getting warmer, and the heat and the coldness from that is being displaced. And as a result, like other places that used to be warmer are now getting colder. Certain times of the year.
Yeah.
And storms are worse as a result well, because
the way
the winds work is all fucked up now.
Here's some, just as a bonus, I found an article on Popular Mechanics, 9 utterly ridiculous conspiracy theories. This one says poisonous government snow. I've heard of that one. That's completely stupid.
World's government snow.
Yeah. There's one said...
Is it different than normal snow?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let me finish this list.
Is that pee in it or something?
Yeah, let me finish this list real quick.
Yeah, Gary. Never the yellow snow.
Yeah, don't eat the yellow snow, people. All right. Invasion of the Lizard People.
Definitely don't eat the brown snow.
Yeah. Invasion of the Lizard People. We've all heard that. Alex Jones is a big purveyor of that. He thinks, I think he even thinks Obama and Hillary Clinton were lizard people, which is ridiculous. There's one called Siri Apocalypse. So there's that. There's all kinds of apocalyptic ones like the Mayan calendar and the year Y2K and stuff like that. Adam and Eve were super intelligent beings from outer space. I've heard that one before.
Sounds like Scientology type crap.
Oh, here's another one. The moon does not exist. So there's...
How about anything Donald Trump says discredit the Democrats? It's always the Democrats' fault. Yeah. It's never mine.
Dungeon says maybe Gerard Butler was
Democrat
right.
Democrat conspiracy.
We need to cover the Earth in space satellites to fix the weather. Geostorm. Yeah. Geostorm.
But Trump, like with his I'm going to be the man who closes down, and Geostorm is better than the Predator.
Yeah.
Apparently everything is better than the Predator. I'm going to be the one who shuts down this government. I'm the government shutdown guy, and then all he does is blame everybody else. It's the Democrats, not me. Democrats. Like, wait a minute. Like, what did you – but no, I said that's not what I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Weiland
is never admitting his wrong. Weiland, lying, like it's just doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down on its lies. Yeah. It's just so baffling.
Yeah. Well, it's not baffling. I mean, it's scientific.
That people believe him.
Yeah.
Than there anybody that likes
people
to believe.
The idiot sheep. That's
Weiland says, no, he's correcting me on this.
There's a difference between being people and then being a person.
Right. Okay. let me read chat here real quick. Weiland says, no, Jones laughs at the lizard people thing. He thinks Obama and Hillary are literal demons. That's right. You're right. It's been a long time since I've listened to this stupid ass shit.
Can I just bitch about the people who, a lot of people who I heard refer to Obama as Barack Hussein Obama, and criticize him and refuse to to acknowledge him in most any other way during his presidency, are the same people who are now saying you gotta respect the president. This isn't how you act when your guy's in charge, or this isn't how I act when your guy's in charge type stuff. You know.
Yeah,
I
act that way.
Barack Obama was never my guy. He was just the president, but he was definitely a better president.
Not by much. No, definitely not by war standards. Like if you're counting wars, he went from two wars to seven wars, and to Trump's credit,
he did tell some bold-faced lies too.
Yes, and to Trump's credit, he actually did. He's pulling the troops out of Syria, which
he says he is.
He says he is.
Yeah,
that's right.
He says he is, but so far. Right.
Wait till the defense contractors get to him, and then he'll change his mind, probably. Dungeon says, that reminds me, I can't wait for Doom Eternal. Well, speaking of that.
And
that does look fun.
Yeah.
I was more worried that he'd actually just pull out without any real plan, and then he'd pull over a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I said, the only thing that I worry about in the Syrian war is then what effect this will have on our allies.
I won't worry about it.
And because Russia's going to get a lot more power.
No,
that's what I'm concerned. That's the only thing I said I'm concerned about in that. Yeah. But in other wars that we start.
Look,
wars that we go into, say, Iraq, we kind of broke it, we kind of bought it.
Here, check this.
We broke it, is our duty to,
but think,
to fix it.
Think about this, Breakman. The war in Syria, what are we fighting for in Syria?
I said Syria and Iraq are different.
Yeah.
Syria, the only thing I said I'm concerned with in Syria is our allies, but we should have never been involved in that.
Right,
And we should be out of it immediately.
Yeah, I agree. And Afghanistan's another
one. I'm not arguing with you on that, Frank. Yeah, don't misunderstand me.
No. I hear you. That's the one good thing that's come out of Trump's mouth is getting the troops out of Syria. Like, I don't care what happens.
Dungeon Buster say he was going to just pull out and, flipping a switch for the military, talked him into giving them a few months to get it right.
Yeah, but they never do. They always, it's perpetual war. And that's what, that I'm behind Trump 100%. If he's going to pull troops out of Syria and Afghanistan and Iraq and, every other fucking country that we're in some type of war, then I'm for it. Fuck it. Get them them out, you know. And then if there's a power vacuum, there's a power vacuum. We'll deal with that when it comes, you know. If Russia wants to get in there and you know, start shit, then maybe, you know, we need to take a good hard look at Russia. But, you know, you can't – let's try it. How about that? How about we try to be in a moment of peace as opposed to war for one fucking year? Can we try that?
How long has it been since we've been – since we haven't been involved in war?
Since we've been a country, we've been in a war or two, you know, or now seven.
Since 9/11, mm-hmm. Right?
Well, at least, yeah. Okay, here's some more conspiracy theories real quick. And we were talking about demons and hell. There's one that says that DIA, Denver International Airport, is hell on earth. There's some credence to this because I've actually been to Denver International Airport and it is hell on earth. I don't know if it's a literal hell on earth, but oh boy.
Metaphorical hell.
Yeah, they literally believe people – this is what people believe about Denver International Airport, that it's literally the den of the devil. The stalwart enemies of the New World Order maintain that a FEMA death camp is hidden beneath the airport. I've been beneath the airport. and that satanic symbols line the terminal walls, which is not true. There are some really creepy things about Denver International Airport, like the god of death statue, like the Egyptian god of death statue is outside the front of the International Airport. That is true. There is a really creepy —
and it was this cool though.
it is. It's really cool. There's another really creepy blue Bronco statue. It's not Denver Broncos. It's just a statue that did kill its owner when they were putting it up. The guy who created it. And it's got these real creepy, like at nighttime, these real creepy lit up red eyes that makes it look very menacing. But there's nothing to it. It's not, you know, there's a documentary. You can look it up on YouTube. Let's see. CERN built a stargate to awaken the Egyptian god Osiris. That's interesting.
A stargate.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, what? Did they just
Chevron 1
plot a stargate?
Yeah, exactly.
Our conspiracy theory is, hey, they stole our theory.
Yep. Another one is shark spies. So there you go. There are just
sharks. They have freaking laser beams on
the watch. Head. Watch the keel goes through the stargate.
Laser beams, I love it, Drake.
The Ori are coming.
There's this really creepy mural in Denver International Airport of a dictator, and it is pretty. It does look kind of creepy.
Those are the shark spies with laser beams. Yeah, shark spies. Freaking heads.
Yeah, Breakman said that. I'm going to take it, like, the next time I'm out there, which I won't be anytime soon, I can tell you, but when I am out there, I will take pictures and I'll show you guys. I mean, there are some creepy things about Denver National Airport, but there's nothing to the, you know, underground bullshit or that it's a den of hell or any of that nonsense. So, you know, whatever. So, I don't know. I thought we'd start the year right with getting us back on track to stuff that we used to talk about. And this week was conspiracy theories. But we'll be doing a bunch of this. I'll be coming up with topics like you mentioned. Maybe next week we'll go into Bigfoot again, Breakman, and break that down into, you know, a bunch of different things because there's a lot going there. And also tell the story of, you know, some guy that was making fun of aliens. And, well, it's an interesting story. I think I've told it on the show before, but it's worth revisiting. So maybe next week we'll do Bigfoot. That'll be fun. All right. Anything else on that, guys? Those conspiracy theories? Any stupid conspiracy theories you guys want to bring up before we end the show? All right. You
How about the one that you fought with that guy for two episodes about in the pizza restaurant?
Pizzagate. Yeah. That's still going on. I still fight with people about that.
I can't believe that's still going on.
You know, Grindrs doesn't have very many viewers. As a matter of fact, we lost one of our 9 subscribers on YouTube. I don't know how the fuck we did that. But every once in a while, I'll get a comment about the Pizzagate stuff and how we don't know what we're talking about and all this. And I'm like, oh boy, man. This, I mean, it comes up like crazy. The mural will come to life like Beagle on Ghostbusters 2. Yeah, exactly. I'll show you guys that one. It's actually a really cool mural, but it is kind of scary. It's a mural of a dictator that's kind of, I think he has a sword, and he looks like a Gestapo, like Hitler-esque dictator with the gas mask and everything. It's crazy. All right, that's about it, guys. Good for show. I'm glad you made it all the way through break, and you know. So, all right, Breakman, your plugs, please.
You can follow me at Break_Man and at RP Grinders on Twitter. And thanks, Freak. I do appreciate you.
And Glitterina.
I appreciate her contributor. I mean, I was going to thank him for the Would You Rathers.
Yes. Like, yes. Oh, yeah.
Even the gross and nasty ones. Like, I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate somebody puts in the effort. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
much.
Exactly. We always appreciate. If you have any comments or concerns or would you rathers or
sorry, I know I'm starting to sound really nasally. I'm sorry,
that's right.
Everybody.
So it's all good. You did good, man. If you have any conspiracy theories of your own that you want us to, mention on the show, at RP Grinders would be the way to do it. Send us a link or tell us the conspiracy theory and we'll definitely talk about it. It's fun to, I mean, I like talking about conspiracy theories. They're fun. I mean, most, like 99.999% of them are absolutely ridiculous and false. But
And it, usually it's fun because most people don't take them seriously.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But then the Pizzagate thing happens. And it's like,
yeah,
ugh.
Pizzagate. We did have a guy he portrayed himself, Pizzagate Howie. He was like the guy when it comes to that stupid conspiracy theory. So, you know,
The only thing I hated about him was his, like, very transphobic attitude.
Yeah, well, you know. What can you say, man? I mean, people are people. I mean, we're all different, you know.
I can't help it. Figure that was because he's such a Trumpist, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talked about it.
I didn't get the idea he was a Trumpist. Like, I got the idea he was just anti-Clinton.
I wonder what he thinks,
like,
now.
Really heavily into the Hillary and the child molesting ring. Like, yeah. Like her husband and Trump flew on pedophile plane, but that's something different. That actually happened.
Not 100%.
I don't understand, like, why people don't why that doesn't get more traction in the Pizzagate stuff.
Break, if you remember, I think like 3-4 years ago I had mentioned that Anonymous did this Death Op Eaters hashtag, and it was all about that stuff about the Lolita Express.
Just before I forget, like,
I think that's the whole Pizzagate stuff came from, though. It's like they
possibly
got their backs mixed up about one thing, and they got bundled in with something else.
What were you saying, Break?
The fictitious.
Yeah. What were you saying, Break?
I had a sweet-o probably a month or two ago about Jeffrey Epstein finally facing trial. Well, he bought his way out of it again.
Of course. That's what billionaires do.
He just, you know, here's the money, like, what do you call that? Like,
he bought his way out of it. I mean, that's the best.
Yeah,
way
like you give the victim a lot of money so they go away. I forget what it's called. I'm just my brain's
settlement.
Not functioning right
settlement.
Now.
Hush money.
Settlement. Settled out of court.
Yeah, settlement's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
But hush money is probably more accurate.
Yeah, exactly.
So the guy'll never, you know. Yeah. He's never going
to
get
it. The one good thing, though, is those people are free to talk after. So maybe if there's some Trump shit, which I know there probably is because he was on those planes, and Clinton and everybody else that was on those fucking planes. So, yeah.
I don't know. There were a lot of like, rich.
Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz was another one that was on those planes. Fucking
I know there
scumbag.
Was at least one prince that was on there.
Well, I'm sure there was a prince or two. Or
like
ten.
I said, at least one that we know of. I forget which one.
Yeah. All right, Eric, your plugs, please.
I'll definitely have reviews of stuff next week.
All right.
Because I won't be sick.
Yeah.
I'm going to get started tomorrow, actually.
All right.
There's no time to do any of that today. But you could find reviews for games I've written on places like BostonBastardBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, and HonestGamers.com. If you like what I've wrote, and you want to support me financially, even so much as a dollar would help, on my Patreon, which you can find the link in it, my Twitter account at EricRPG.
All right.
Just check my profile.
There you go. I want to thank everybody in chat. Active Energy was in there. Cogwhistle is a new face to the chat. Thank you for joining. Commander Root was in there. Electrical Longboard was in there. Wyland was in there. Thank you so much, Wyland. We always appreciate you in there. Positivity Bot. Dungeon Buster was in there. Thank you as well. Longtime friend of the show. Slagar as well. Back in the fold. Thank you so much, Slagar. I really appreciate it. Slow Cool. Tade underscore underscore. Thank you so much. Tade. I don't know how you say pronounce it. Tade. Tade underscore underscore. Whatever. Thank you. And Glitty was in chat as well. Thank you so much. Appreciate all y'all in chat listening to our nonsense and rhetoric. And that's about it. Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can also, my gamer tag on all of the systems is RP Grinder. So whether it's PlayStation 4, Xbox One, which I very rarely play nowadays because I got so many games on the PS4. I do have quite a few on the Xbox. I want to get back to the Xbox at some point and beat some of those games. And Nintendo Switch, it's RP Grinders. So, you know, look me up. And I think it's case sensitive on at least one or two of the platforms. So it's capital RPG, RINDERS. So RP Grinders on all of said platforms. If you have any of those weird Dr. Peppers, you can bring one. I don't know what that means, Slagar.
But... Yeah, I was about to ask him in chat. I was starting to think I imagined him typing that. Yes, maybe. So I'm glad you said it, so I know it's real.
They have weird dark, you mean like weird Dr. Pepper flavors or like the weird designs on the bottle?
I don't know. But yeah, you can look forward to more conspiracy theories, more skeptical stuff. We'll go over, like you mentioned earlier, the anti-vaxxers. It's always fun to revisit that stuff and take an in-depth closer look at some of that nonsense that we always talk about on the show. So that's what you got to look forward to this year. I'm glad you guys could join us. Thanks for joining the chat, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week, everybody. Till then, we are out. Later. Can't play that outro, guys. Sorry. They'll fucking...
wrong button.
Yeah, no, not the wrong button. It's just that...
the sue us button.
Yeah, that's the sue me button. I can't use that one.
Sue Frank, not the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go. Denver International Airport is the home of hell. Bigfoot is real. I've seen the poop.
As many as your baby.
Oh man, the best show ever.